fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Rock Creek Canyon was a grim and foreboding place. Its dull-colored sandstone walls, broken, blasted, and seamed by countless centuries of wind and rain, towered high into the western sky. A few miles to the south lay the mesquite-covered flats of Old Mexico. But even mesquite would have been out of place on the gaunt, stony trails of Rock Creek Canyon. Night came quickly in this part of the country. Sudden darkness caused the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed to rein up their horses on one of the canyon trails.
There's a storm blowing up. We better find shelter before it breaks.
Golly, yes, those black clouds are almost close enough to reach out and touch.
Better we find cave plenty quick.
Should be one along here someplace, but we'll have to hurry. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
All right, Victor.
That looks like a cave. Head for it. Right on in.
Oh, Victor.
Oh, Silver. Oh, Silver. Oh, Silver. Oh, Silver.
It's a regular cloud burst.
Yes, Dan. Step me, fella. Sudden storms like this are rather common down here near the border.
We see plenty of dry wood. We fix fire.
That's a good idea, Tonto. I'll start drying out our gear. You better move the horses over to that far wall, Dan.
Sure. Come on, Victor. Silver.
Well, this cave plenty big. A long time ago, Indian lived here.
Probably one of the cliff dweller tribes. Caves all through this canyon.
I unstrapped the saddlebags. They're soaked.
Hand them to me, Dan. Thanks. Won't take long for them to dry out with the fire going.
Is Rock Creek Canyon very long? Seemed like we rode into it all of a sudden.
Yes, we did, Dan. The canyon is an odd geological formation. Evidently, at one time, there was no break in the range at this point.
What do you mean?
Well, through some volcanic action, the mountain split, leaving the water from the headland a natural bed.
That's Rock Creek.
Yes. The strange part of it is how the valley on the other side of the range was watered before Rock Creek flowed through this canyon.
Maybe there wasn't any valley then.
The valley's much older than this canyon. The soil proves that.
Then there must have been another creek.
Maybe.
Gee, I wonder what...
Kimasabi.
What's wrong, Tonto?
Me hear horse on trail. Somebody ride plenty fast.
You're right. I can't understand anyone...
Golly, isn't it pretty dangerous to ride that fast in a storm?
Very dangerous. Unless you know every inch of the trail.
Then why would anyone...
I don't. Watch out. Both of you down.
He shot at us. If you hadn't... me over, he would have killed...
We right and light a fire. Make plenty good targets.
Yes, but when you consider how fast that rider went by here in a driving rainstorm, there's plenty good shooting, too.
Who was he? He didn't even know we were in here.
But I'm going to find out. Here, Silver.
Me see him. Him ride white horse.
I saw that, too, Tonto. I don't think there's any horse that can outrun Silver.
Golly, are we going with
you? No, I can make better time alone. You and Tonto wait for me. Come on, Silver. Can't very well get off this trail without falling into the canyon. Faster, Silver. There he is, right ahead of us. Come on, Silver. That's coming close. Not close enough if we keep after him. Faster, Silver. Why, he was here just a minute ago. Ho, ho, Silver, ho. I don't see how he... Steady, boy. Behind those trees. I'll fix him. That last shot hit home. Steady, big fella. Wait here, Silver. You're lucky I lined my sights on your gun flash.
All right, Phantom, you win. Go ahead and finish your job.
All I want to know is why you were shooting at me.
That's sure hard to figure. I only did what any other man would like to do.
Why did you call me just now?
Phantom. Ain't that what you call yourself?
No, it isn't. You never seen me before. Why did you ride past a cave and try to kill my friends and me?
Cave? What are you talking about? I've been laying right here waiting for you for the last 2 hours.
If that's true... Who was the man on the white horse who rode ahead of me just now?
You're the only varmint who rides a white horse in these trails, and you know it.
Hmm. Back up on the trail. You're riding with me.
Listen, I made a play and I missed. You drilled me in the arm and got the drop. I ain't asking no favors from the likes of you. Now go on, finish what you started.
I intend to. Throw down that gun and start walking.
I ain't going.
Yes, you are. Move. I'll ride double on my horse. Oh, hold over, hold on.
Tonto, I thought maybe you'd...
Slide down. You're going into the cave.
All right.
Steady, Silver. Now walk straight ahead. Dan, lead in Silver, will you?
Sure. Come on, Silver boy.
So this is your hideout, huh? You've got a redskin and a kid helping you.
Sit down on one of those blankets.
Now what?
Just this. I'm going to ask some questions... I want straight answers.
Yeah? What right has a murdering polecat like
What's
you
What's your name?
Why waste time? You know my name just as well as you know the name of every other sheep man here in the canyon. Just as well as we know you, Mr. Phantom.
In the first place, my name isn't Phantom.
Well, maybe that ain't your real handle. But you're riding a white horse and wearing a mask. My aim had been better up there in the trail. You'd be where you belong.
I still want to know who you are. You better talk.
My name's Weeks, Jason Weeks.
You raise sheep?
Yeah.
And who is this person you call the Phantom?
As if you didn't
Remember,
know.
I said straight answers.
Phantom is a slimy critter who's been running off our sheep, burning our houses and killing every sheep man he catches alone.
Why?
You don't know that. Like as not, you're a cattleman from over in the valley. But it won't do you no good. He can't kill all of us. And someday a bullet ain't going to miss, like mine did tonight.
You think the cattle ranchers have sent this Phantom up here?
Sure they have.
Have you had any fight with them? Are you using their range?
No. We graze our sheep up here in the hills. There hasn't been a flock within 20 miles of the valley.
Then what reason would the cattle ranchers have for killing and burning?
Cowmen don't need any reason. They hate us just as much as we hate them.
I see.
And you can tell them that, too. Every last one of the thieving no-good tellers.
I will. The range stopped now, Jason. Your home must be somewhere near here. You can leave if you want to.
What? You mean you ain't going to kill
I'm
me?
I'm going to try to help you, in spite of yourself. Hi, Jason.
Well, I'll be... You're really going to let me walk out of here?
That's what I said.
Well...
And that fella plenty scared.
Yeah. Gee, I'll bet he still can't believe you let him go. Who is he? Is he the man who shot at us?
No, I don't think so, Dan. Although he did try to shoot me about a half mile up the trail.
Who's the phantom he was talking about?
I don't know. Must have been the phantom I was chasing. He was riding a white horse.
What became of him?
Apparently he disappeared right in front of my eyes. He is the one they call Phantom. He's well named.
Golly.
What we do now, Kemosabe?
Camp right here for the night, Tonto. First thing in the morning, I want you and Dan to ride into Maynard. It's a little cattle town down in the valley.
What do you want us to do there?
I want you to talk to cattlemen. Ask questions about sheep raisers, the Phantom, anything they'll talk about.
You not come with us?
No. I'm going to stay here and examine this trail in the daylight, Tonto. I want to know how a man and a horse can suddenly disappear into thin air.
The following morning, soon after daybreak, Tonto and Dan Reed saddled their horses and rode through Rock Creek Canyon to the town of Maynard. A short time later, the Lone Ranger reined Silver to a halt on the trail where he had dodged Jason Weeks' bullets the night before.
Oh, Silver, hold on, steady, big fella.
This is the place where he disappeared, Silver. I'm sure his horse couldn't fly, so there must be tracks somewhere. You wait here at ground hitch. I'm going to beat through this underbrush on the side of the trail.
Although the going was difficult, the Lone Ranger broke his way through thick and tangled underbrush that was shoulder high. A few feet further on, he came to a break in the canyon wall. A narrow opening, but still large enough to admit a man or a horse. The break was guarded by a cluster of chimney rocks almost as high as the canyon wall itself. Climbing through the cut, the masked man almost stumbled as he found himself faced with the last thing he expected to see in a wild and deserted canyon. It was a large wooden door, iron-bound and built of heavy timber.
Oh.
As he moved closer, he could see that the door was set firmly into a wall of solid rock that jutted at right angles from the chimney rocks. Then he examined the ground below the door.
Last night's rain almost washed them out. There's still Santa hoof prints. That door, even one on the side of the mountain, must lead someplace. It's probably locked. I'll try this iron hasp and see whether it isn't. Well, long incline leading down. As dark as the inside of a pocket. Maybe I can...
Shut up! I see him!
At least somebody knows I'm here. Those bullets are closer than they were last night.
The acrid smell of powder smoke in the narrow, sloping passageway beyond the wooden door forced the Lone Ranger to step back and gasp for fresh air.
Doesn't seem to be anyone down there now. No sense in standing here in the light making a target of myself.
Oh.
It's a little too late for that idea. Just a flesh wound in my shoulder. But I won't give them another chance. Maybe I fooled them, whoever they are. Well, there's one way to find out. Sounded like another door slamming. I'll go down and take a look.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. In the meantime, Tonto and Dan Reed had arrived in Maynard, where they reined up their horses at a hitch rack on the town's main street.
Oh, fella.
I guess we can leave our mouths here, Tonto.
Not right, Dan.
Well, where we go? We're supposed to talk to people. Best place to find someone would be a cafe, wouldn't it?
But that not good, Dan. Cafe bad place for a little fella like you.
Oh, Tonto, I'm big enough. Wait a minute. There's a restaurant, see? It's called the Lotus Leaf. Maybe we could find somebody in there.
That Chinese restaurant.
Come on. This is fine. We can sit at one of those tables and... See, there's a man who looks like a cattle rancher. Maybe he'd let us sit with him. Howdy. You mind if we sit down?
Not at all, son. Not at all. Pull up a chair.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I don't get to town often, but when I do, I like to treat myself to some of Ruget's vittles.
A Ruget?
He's a Chinese gent who owns this place. Pour yourself and your friend a cup of tea on that big pot. Never drink the stuff myself.
Thank you. Well, my name's Dan Reed, and this is my friend Tonto.
I'm glad to know both of you.
How?
Belmore's my handle, Sam Belmore. Strangers made it, are you?
Well, I guess you'd call us that. Rode in from the north. This looks like good cattle country.
Best in the world.
Are you a cattle rancher, Mr. Belmore?
Well, don't know if you'd call me a real rancher. I've got a little spread east of town, graze about 4,000 head of longhorns.
Golly, that sounds like a pretty big ranch to me. Say, does anybody raise sheep in this country?
Sheep? Not on your life. There ain't a single one of them blatant woolly critters in the whole valley. This is cattle country, son. It's going to stay that way.
Well, I just wondered. I thought we saw some sheep grazing on the way in.
Not unless you rode through Rock Creek Canyon. There's plenty of them dirty mutton heads up there.
Come to think of it, we did ride through Rock Creek Canyon, didn't we, Tonto?
That's right.
Then you're worth smart to keep on riding. There's a lot of sneaking, two-faced, murdering sheep herders up there. Ought to be strung up, every one of them.
What's the matter?
Well, they won't come out in the open and fight like men. State of that, one of them sneaks down here into the valley at night, stampedes herds, and fires cattle barns. Two cowpunchers killed last month. Everybody knows it was a phantom who did it.
Phantom?
No, that's what he calls himself. White Phantom. Rides a white cayuse and wears a mask. Hides up in the canyon someplace. That's why we know he's a sheep herder.
Can't the law catch this phantom?
I told you the sheep herders hide him out.
I wonder where he got that name.
I don't know. Come to think of it, I blew get plastered that handle on the vomit when he first showed up about a year ago.
You mean the Chinaman who owns this restaurant?
Yep. Wait a minute, I'll find out how. Hey, Woogit! Woogit, come here.
Oh, is food unsatisfactory, Miss Barrow?
Yep, grub's all right, Woogit. I'm just trying to tell a couple of friends of mine about the White Phantom. You named the varmint, didn't you? Then all the rest of us took it up.
Oh, you were speaking of the masked brigand? Sheep herder who rides at night to loot and kill?
Yeah. How'd you happen to think of that name?
I merely recall an old legend of my mother country. For centuries, sages and wise men in my homeland have told of a masked killer who rides a white steed, the White Phantom.
Well, it sure fits this coyote all right, no matter where you got the idea. You know who get, I figure that...
It is with regret that I depart from your pleasant company, gentlemen. An urgent business matter demands my attention. I beg your forbearance.
Sure, that's all right, Woogie. You don't have to spout them fancy words.
Thank you. I am honored by your understanding.
Golly, who's that other man Mr. Woogie is talking to?
Oh, that's just Ogo. Mexican stage driver.
Gee, he speaks Chinese just like Mr. Woogie.
Yep. They rattle off that lingo together all the time. Ogo drives a stage from here to the silver mines up north. Guess he picks up palaver like that being around all kinds of people.
Yes, I suppose so, but... Do you know any more about the White Phantom, Mr. Belmore?
Nope. Nothing except that one of these days us cattlemen are going to get together and wipe out every sheep herder in the canyon. That's one way to get the Phantom, ain't it?
Yes, but... Well, I guess we'd better be getting back to camp, hadn't we, Tonto?
Better we go now.
Thank you.
Golly, Tonto. Look, he's back here ahead of us.
Hello, Dan. Did you and Tonto find out anything in Maynard?
Gee, you've been hurt. That bandage around your arm.
He must have it.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, Tonto. Just a flesh wound. I've already taken care of it.
Bullet make wound?
Yes. Somebody was trying to get me out of the way, and I didn't duck quite fast enough.
Golly, who was shooting at you?
I don't know, Dan. That's the trouble.
I mean, how...
I did discover how the White Phantom disappears, though. He turns off the trail and goes through a door in the mountain.
A door in the mountain? Jumping Willikers, where is it?
I'll take you up there later on. First, I want to hear about your trip to Maynard. Otto, it's only a few miles from here to the headquarters station of the United States Border Patrol. You know where it is?
Me know.
And I'll write a note. I want you to take it to the captain of the patrol. Wait for an answer. Dan and I'll stay here until you get back.
Oh, he bring answer message from Captain Puller, Border Patrol.
Good. Let me see it, Toto. This confirms what I expected. At least I think it does.
What do you mean?
We're going to take a look at that door in the mountain. Come on. Here, Silver.
Here, Victor.
In the meantime, a very agitated Chinese restaurant owner pounded on the door of a shack near the outskirts of Maynard.
Who is that?
It is I, Wu Git.
What are you dialogue about?
Haven't you heard? All the cattlemen under leadership of Sam Barrymore have ridden to Rock Creek Canyon.
See, I have heard. I was in town when they start.
Sheep raisers in the hills, they will defend themselves. It means open warfare.
It is what we hope, no?
But not in a canyon. If gun battle take place up there, someone might fight.
No, they don't. I ride up there right now. If anyone get too close, I can stop him. I can stop all of them.
I don't understand.
Simple. I have put blasting powder under the big overhang in canyon. If any of these hombres get too close, I set it off.
Blasting powder. That would damn Rock Creek. Divert course of stream. No. No, you must not do that. Six of my countrymen's lives will be full.
What do we care, Wu Git? We are in the clear.
No, I will not allow it.
You crazy old fool. You do nothing. Maybe you take long sleep for yourself. Hugo Garcia don't take orders. He give them.
The ranchers, under the leadership of Sam Belmore, rode to the bottom of the canyon.
Here they are, boys, up on the rim. Open up, let them have it.
Hold on. Look over there. It's a real battle.
Yes, I didn't expect this.
Golly, look down there, Tonto. Isn't that Mr. Belmore?
I think a battle between cattlemen, sheep raiders.
You're right, Tonto. Exactly what Jason Weeks said would happen.
Gee, somebody set up. Half the mountain is sliding into the creek. It'll stop the water.
Over there up on the slope, just above where that explosion is set off. That man standing there?
Me see him?
He's the one who... After him, Tonto, quick, before he gets away.
Get him up, scout.
What worries me is why that explosion was set off. It was too far up the canyon to injure the men who were fighting.
Sure. All it did was make a big dam across the creek. The water can't get through.
Yes, you're right, Dan, you're right. That's the answer, I'm sure of it.
Answer to what?
Hey, fella, come on. We're going to look behind that door in the mountain. Leave the horses here.
Sure.
Here it is. It's locked.
Golly, it's just what you said. A real...
Stand back. I'm going to shoot off the lock.
Gee, it's dark, just like a mine shaft. What's down there?
I don't know, but I've got a good hunch. Come on.
Another door.
Yes, but it isn't locked. Just a wooden bar.
Maybe I'm crazy, but it sounds like there's a lot of people yelling on the other side of that door. What? Why, they're Chinamen.
That's right. Apparently, they don't speak English. They have sense enough to know that if they stayed locked in this shaft, they'd drown.
Quiet! Quiet, all of you!
Don't suppose you can understand exactly what I'm saying, but there's no need to be afraid. You won't drown.
Follow us! Lead the way, Dan.
Look who just rolled up. They look like soldiers.
The Border Patrol. How are you, Captain?
Fine. Thanks to your information, we were able to stop that mix-up between ranchers and sheepmen. Now, what's all this?
I think it's the answer to your problem of how alien Chinese are being smuggled across the border, Captain.
Now, where were they hiding? That mine shaft?
It isn't really a mine shaft. It's part of an underground, dried-up creek bed. It'll be full of water pretty soon because the creek has just been dammed.
Well, I'll be... I wonder who's been doing all it.
Here's Tonto, and I think he's got the answer to that question.
You! Kemosabe. Here, Mexican fella. Catch him.
Good.
Quick! He's the Mexican stage driver we saw at Wookiee's restaurant, the one who spoke Chinese.
That adds up. And I'm sure he's the same man who fired at me right here this morning.
I'm glad I'm not too late.
Are you part of this scheme to smuggle Chinese across the border?
I confess everything. I have aided Hugo Garcia, but I did not want him to murder.
There it is, Captain. You can get the whole story from him. It's pretty obvious now that Hugo has been the White Phantom. He wanted to create bad feeling between the cattle and sheepmen to keep them away from his hideout for illegal immigrants. Come on, Dan.
Hello.
Well, I'll be doggone. I've never seen it fail. When trouble is straightened out fast, 10-1, the Lone Ranger does it.
Come on,
the story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.